attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what are we starting with? A question of the day? That's about the strangest question of the day I've ever heard, Super Don. You put it out there on the social network. Yes, it's a strange question. What, did I read that correctly?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the question. What do Robert Scott Bell, Robert Gallo, and fisticuffs have to do with each other?
Dude, how do I open a show like that? That's like turning the nonviolent me into the violent me. Are you trying to make me like a duke it out kind of boxer outside of the ring?
You know, we should have come in with the Rocky music, I think. Dun, 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 right?
Welcome, friends, to the boxing match known as the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, we're lovers, not fighters, right? We the vitamin L thing, and yet there is some. Do I get angry sometimes on the air? Yes, I'm human. Allow those things. I don't believe in suppressing it. Of course, I tend to want to use anger to hurt people, but there are some things that will upset me, particularly when the most vulnerable among us, children, are attacked by the scientific/medical-industrial complex. In the name of science, the name of medicine, the name of the greater good, we're willing to sacrifice some of you kids out there. And that gets my blood a-boiling. It does. And we've got some stories about those kinds of things today. Perhaps that's what Super Don meant. We're going to find out momentarily. We do have Advanced Medicine Monday today. Dr. Rasha Bittar is going to join me. And you definitely want him on your side in a boxing ring. He's a big guy, tough guy, along with Ty Bollinger. Ty's not scheduled today, though. We'll see. He crashed the party, I think, for Dr. Bittar last week, which was really funny. But we're going to have a good time. We've got a lot of discussion, including killer vaccines that the mainstream media in the American, media, not covering at all, trying to pretend it doesn't happen. We got Big Pharma, of course, in the news, paying big fines, and that's just business as usual. Paying big fines is just fine for the FDA and the federal government. The price of doing business could be the death of you or your kids. And I don't mean to be kind of graphic in saying that, but listen, that's just the way they roll. I don't like it, and maybe you don't either. But we got to cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. RobertScottBell.com is the website. The new book, Unlock the Power to Heal, also linked up in a big banner there along with all our other sponsors. All I ask is that you say thanks to them for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com and our good friends and syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com, and all around the world at UK Health Radio and down under Digital Radio 103. So let's get on with it, shall we? Big story from the OMSJ, the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. That's our good friend Clark Baker. The headline reads, "The Law Winks for Corrupt Scientists." The law winks for corrupt scientists. Now, if you're involved or engaged in corruption on a low level, you can bet the heavy hand of the law is looking for you. They want to put you away. But if you're doing it at the NIH or the FDA or the EPA, it's a nod and a wink, and it's like, yeah, we know. Pat you on the bottom. It's business as usual. Try not to make too much of it. Carry on, carry on. Nothing to see here. And this story relates to a guy by the name, this is what Super Don mentioned in the opening, Robert Gallo, Bob Gallo. And he is, let's just say he was high up there in the government medical industrial complex at the time of the so-called discovery of HIV, where he was found to have conducted himself in a somewhat corrupt manner. You know, he stole HIV supposedly from Luc Montagnier. And there was a big scuffle between the U.S. government and the French government over who was going to take credit for it. eventually they shared credit for it, and it was ugly. Let's just say it was, no pun intended, it was butt ugly. And now we continue on because Clark Baker doesn't like to see injustice. He likes to, you know, do what is right. When he points this out, he's going to carry it on till the end. We've had him on many times over the years here, former L.A. Police officer, U.S. Marine, and a guy that really doesn't take kindly to folks that are corrupt. And so here's the case of, Super Don, did I tell you this? I think that's probably why you're reflecting back off the air. We talked about it. I don't think I brought this up on the air. I went up to New Hampshire, a couple of months ago for a naturopathic show convention that I was speaking at. And, talking with a lot of the naturopaths there. It was a small show. There were some vendors for some natural product supplement companies and suppliers to naturopaths, things like that, testing stuff. And there was one guy, kind of a Boston tough guy. The best way I can describe it. You know, he's a little broader and wider than I. I'm just a little frail. You can blow me over with a little breeze, right? And this guy, what are you laughing at? Not super big here.
Come on.
So
anyway.
All right. Yeah, I'm wiry. Let's say it. I'm wiry. Wow. So we get into a talk about some things. I don't know how the subject matter got onto HIV, probably because there was some discussion of HIV testing. And I told the guy, I said, there's no test for HIV. It's cross-reactive. It's nonspecific. And, you know, the whole basis for HIV causing AIDS is a bunch of corrupt garbage. And, that guy Robert Gallo, not a big fan. And he gets up into a, oh my gosh, what have I said? What have I said? Because the guy changes his friendly countenance to, he might be ready to fight. And I'm like, oh, what happened here? He says, don't you talk about Bob Gallo that way. He's a friend of mine.
Oh.
I said, he's a friend of yours. Oh, yeah, I know. He's a friend of yours. I guess, I didn't know what to say at that point because it was the last thing I expected. You know, we're talking about a guy who is a villain in my eyes, and he's his friend. And so I said, listen, the scientific corruption at the NIH and the office, the NIAID and everything else is legendary. Well, don't you talk about Bob Gallo that way. Well, listen, I think there's criminal behavior going on. Don't you, and so I'm like thinking, I need to square off here. Because I didn't expect
I could see you getting in that crane karate kid stance, right?
I wasn't doing that. I don't even know if this is interesting to anybody, but it is an interesting story because of it tells me about even criminals have friends. Even villains have friends. Not that you don't know that, but you don't often meet inadvertently the someone that you look at as someone who's responsible perhaps for hundreds of thousands of deaths because of a phony construct of a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything. And now because of this phony test, people have been condemned to die not of immune dysfunction exclusively, but of iatrogenic immune collapse or destruction through the chemotherapeutic agents that are too toxic for cancer patients. So, I'm like, well, what do I do? Do I fight the guy? Do I beat him up for being a friend of Bob Gallo? Or, I'm like, what? This is weird. So I'm like, okay, no. I try. Okay, it's cool. It's cool. All right. I won't call your friend a criminal. He said, yeah, don't do that. He starts walking away. It's like, I don't tend to want to leave people angry with me just for the sake of it. It wasn't my intent. But it kind of disarmed, but it was, an interesting thing. It was like that Boston, he's my buddy, don't mess with my buddy. I'm thinking, you got to choose better friends. I mean, I didn't say that to him.
But you know what? The fact that he walked away angry, I think says enough. Because, if he had something to say, some way to defend it, or some way to have the conversation with you, so at least, you could understand where he can understand where you're coming from. That's kind of the adult way to do it. But the fact that he just took his marbles and went home, I think, just speaks volumes.
Yeah. You know what? It also tells me that he reacted so rapidly to that, not knowingly, so I wasn't attacking him, that it must be that he hears it a lot. That's got to be interesting. It's like, would he ever go to his friend, hey, Bob, there's a lot of people that think you're, the devil or something associated with it. But Listen, I want everybody to read, Superdon, if you haven't sent it out, the OMSJ article about scientific misconduct. Because, you know, the point of all of this really is that there are people who are revered in society with high degrees, PhDs, MD, you know, MD, whatever they've been given, granted, and they control perhaps hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars over time. And they funnel it through to a corrupt scientific, semi-scientific or pseudoscientific inquiry to only fund studies that maintain the status quo. Case in point, you know, the golden boy, they used to call him, of retrovirology, Professor Peter Duisberg, who was never turned down for a grant ever. Youngest member elected, I believe, to the National Academy of Sciences. And this guy questions the cause of AIDS all those years ago. And suddenly he can't get a grant. He can't buy a grant. And you think, okay, isn't science about inquiring and making lines of inquiry that may challenge the status quo from time to time? And you go, well, let's follow that through until we can prove it not. But the reality is there was so much money riding on this. The CDC's very livelihood existence was riding on it. Go back to the history of all the AIDS and HIV controversy. And you realize that we have criminals running the scientific asylum in the federal government. Now, I would call for a separation of science and state, as I've called for a separation of marriage and state and so many things like this, just because of the corruption on a corporate level. Now, the bureaucratic oligarchy, and we've got another story about this in a little while, actually pretty soon, about the finding of Big Pharma, how it's the lifeblood of the federal government, the finding of Big Pharma. The expectation, the reasonable expectation that the pharmaceutical industrial complex, with all of its licensed, patented, FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, is going to kill a certain number of Americans, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's the price of business. It's how the FDA continues. It's how the NIH continues. It's how NIAID continues, and all of these things. And what I'm saying is, you know, have I argued for many years, rather than voting the bums out because you can't, new bums are replaced in and bought off, withdraw your consent. Stop feeding the beast that causes you to have cancer and immune collapse, whether you call it AIDS or not. We're going to get into the nuances of how Big Pharma exists at the pleasure of FDA. No, FDA exists at the pleasure of Big Pharma. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking it like nowhere else in broadcast media.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated, whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oligarchy that you don't get, that you don't understand. You know, for all of you partisans out there, left versus right, conservative versus liberal, Republican versus Democrat, it don't matter who's president. It does and it doesn't. I know, it's one of those weird things. But let me just give you an example real quick before we go into that. By the way, the fighting thing, again, promoting nonviolence here. I don't want you to beat anybody up. I didn't want to beat anybody up. And I'm not saying that I could. I'm just... In fact, it was interesting. My son is a black belt in Taekwondo, and he's, you know, 14 now. There's another kid his age, just a little taller, and they kind of jockeying for alpha male position in their little class, evidently. So they wrestle around and roughhouse a bit. My son got choked the other day. He was a little upset by it, but I have to hand it to him. He didn't do anything. He didn't tattle. He didn't do it. He just let it go. He didn't beat the guy up. And I think that's a discipline. That's a hard thing to do. Of course, now when it comes to his sister, that's a different story. You know how it is. You beat up your siblings, but you won't do it to anybody else. But on the front of Big Pharma, owning and controlling, if you will, the FDA or others, there's a great story. It's not a great story, except that it's a great example of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, protecting the frackers. And I say frack the EPA. I've said this for a long time. You want to protect the environment, allow the people who own property to sue those who are polluting their property, and it will be untenable for those companies to continue to pollute. We have a story out of India. We're going to cover that with Dr. Bittar a little later, that the pentavalent vaccine is killing people in India. In India and in other countries, the governments there have not absolved Big Pharma and Big Vaccine of all liability should their products kill, maim, harm, destroy, or anything, children. And so they're being sued. Unlike in America, where this industry has been given a free pass. And we see that with Big Pharma, that it's built into the system. The FDA loves Big Pharma and doesn't mind, in fact, at all, that drugs are released every so often that kill hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And it's not just Vioxx. Misbranding, mislabeling, off-labeling, things like that. Dollars for Docs at ProPublica.org. This is an amazing story. Super Don, this is right up your alley, is it not?
I love those guys. ProPublica did a fantastic job when they came out with the Dollars for Docs thing a couple of years ago.
Right, yeah. So look at this this story, if you can blast it out there. Pfizer in 2009 was fined $2.3 billion.
Did it go to the people who were harmed by Bextra? Did it? Did it go to the people that were harmed by the antipsychotic Geodon or the antibiotic Zyvox and the anti-epileptic drug Lyrica? No. $2.3 billion went into the federal coffers. The FDA benefits. Merck, in 2011, paid $950 million related to the illegal promotion of Vioxx, which killed tens of thousands of people. Was anybody put in prison, arrested? No. Big Pharma paid up. FDA went, wink, just like the OMSJ article says about Bob Gallo and others. We just wink at your illegality, your criminality, your corruption, your willingness to sacrifice a certain percentage of the population so that your business model shall not perish. GlaxoSmithKline in 2012 paid a fine of $3 billion related to improper misbranding of Paxil for treating depression in patients under 18. GSK, they were guilty for failing to disclose safety information about the diabetes drug Avandia, which we've covered over the years here. Sanofi Aventis, a small little dinky fine of $109 million over a drug that it did. Johnson & Johnson, J&J, paid $2.2 billion for criminal and civil allegations related to the prescription drugs Risperdal, Invega, and Natricor. J&J, this is the price of doing business. We kill a certain percentage of Americans, whether they're adults or children. Nobody goes to jail. We pay a fine to the FDA. Everybody's happy, except the families of the people who were harmed or killed.
It is all part of the business model.
It totally is. And you think that if we just got Obama in there, that was the thought, everything would be transparent and clean. Of course, Obama continued on the basically unabated the things that the bureaucratic oligarchy did. And that's my point here. Does anybody get it? You want to call me and tell me I'm wrong? Go ahead. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. I'm telling you that voting doesn't matter. I know. It sucks to hear it, doesn't it? Well, tell me where it does. Show me a president.
You're so unpatriotic, Robert Scudell.
No, I'm pragmatic. I get to the heart of the issue instead of dancing around the symptoms. The danger of the bureaucratic oligarchy, the corruption in support of corporate welfare and corporate protectionism lives on long after your favorite or hated president leaves office. Tell me where I'm wrong. Go ahead. But we've got some stuff about Rand Paul. Maybe I am wrong. We'll fix.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, who's with me? George Carlin? Is he the only... And he's not even alive anymore. Is there anybody else with me on this whole voting scam?
I'm with you, Robert.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Super. Listen, I could be the only guy, and I'm okay with that. I am. See, there are a lot of folks that are just not confident in their position, like people that try to proselytize you in any realm, whether it be multi-level or whether it be religion. And part of it is that they don't feel like they're strong enough in their beliefs that they can withstand without having you along for the ride as well. Now, I realize, too, we proselytize, too. No mistake about it. This is a healing ministry. But it's non-denominational. It doesn't discriminate. I don't give a flip what you call yourself. The fact is, I want you to be well. If you want you to be well. If you don't, I wouldn't force it on you. Not like
the so-called quackbusters want to limit your access to natural things that they don't approve of. So in the voting realm, if you want to participate, I'm not going to knock you for it. I'm just going to share my experience, my perspective on it. And I really believe that participation on that level is feeding the beast, and they use that energy against you. Like George Carlin said, you know, you're the guy, you voted, it's your problem. Now, again, this is a controversial subject on the realm of what vaccines used to be, or maybe, you know, religion, politics, all of those things you're not supposed to talk about in polite company. We talk about it all here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if it comes to healing the body politic, I'm all for it. So if I see a guy or a gal who's principled, I'll speak up and say, yeah, I like that. I like what he's saying. I like what she's saying. Or I don't like that. That's okay. Give you a perspective on that. So I don't begrudge people that do participate and are passionate and doing their thing in the political system, because there are a lot of folks that, you know, Ron Paul got them politically active. Awesome. Cool. Do I perceive that 320, 350 million people cannot be governed by one 10-mile square root den of evil? Yes, I do perceive that. That's why I'm all for and in favor of this concept of nullification. Thank you, Tom Woods. Thank you, Michael Bolden, the 10th Amendment Center. The concept of the power of no. Of course, someone will say, well, what about the power of yes, Robert? I thought you were positive. Yes, of course, the power of yes. But the power of yes means yes to your own freedom, yes to your own liberty, yes to your ability to say no. Get it? Got it? Maybe good, maybe not good. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, yesterday, don't know if you know this, but we are also on Sunday on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. Sundays 1 to 3 Eastern time, first airing. Archives are up always, going through iTunes as well. We talked about Rand Paul's victory at CPAC. This is the conservative group that everybody who may be running gets involved, and they get the straw poll going. And I believe, did Ron Paul win it twice when he was running a few years back?
At least I thought he won more than twice, but
maybe two or three times.
Rand Paul won last year as well, I believe.
Yeah, Rand has run twice in a row.
Yeah.
And, you know, so CPAC was this sort of conservative litmus test. And some people don't like that there's a libertarian bent that is really seeping in and overrunning the old guard, the so-conservative part of the conservative Republican. And Paul won. Now, of course, we covered his speech, which we did like, a lot of what he said in his speech. We played a lot of it in yesterday's broadcast, so go back and listen if you missed it. And now, of course, the boo birds come out. The mainstream media, those that want to marginalize Rand Paul for his message. Now, I have not argued that Rand is as ideologically pure as his father, but then who he is? I mean, there's no two people are exactly identical. Get over that. Everybody's going to have a little distinct difference on some level or not. But what we have now is the mainstream media, or what they like to be called the mainstream media, that is diminishing and shrinking in influence, desperately trying to manage political reality. No better place can you witness this than on, yeah, I know you want me to say Fox News, but I'm going to say it right now on MSNBC, Morning Joe. And it's interesting what's happening here. I'm just speculating on that. I will in a moment. But Morning Joe, is Joe Scarborough, Republican congressman, during the years, I think he knew Ron Paul, he was in Congress at the time Ron Paul was in as well. And the contract with America, or on America, depending on your perspective, with the then Speaker of the House. What was that guy's name? Georgia boy? Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, yes. I tried to block him out there. I've forgotten all about Newt Gingrich.
All that. So he retired from Congress this morning, Joe Guy, went to MSNBC, and now he's doing the bidding for GE, General Electric, big part of the military-industrial complex, along with Mika Brzezinski, who's the daughter of CFR founder, I believe, in really heavy in there, Brzezinski himself. And Stan, what's his name? Zbigniew. And then he's got another son who appears on the show. Anyway, I think they had the guy from Politico. My wife was watching, and she told me, you got to see this. They're doing a number on Rand Paul at CPAC, marginalizing him. And, in fact, we have some audio clips from that. Tom, see if you can gear up the Morning Joe one. Let me know when you're ready, and we'll get into that. I want to play some of what they were saying on Morning Joe about Rand Paul and his victory, And listen to this language, if it was parsing the language that he was actually saying or just marginalizing him for the sake of, we don't want you to pay attention to this guy. Go ahead, run Morning Joe clip one.
Democrats should be delighted if Rand Paul gets nominated because he is just a wacko bird who doesn't sound like a wacko bird.
Oh.
A wacko bird?
He's a wacko bird who doesn't sound like a wacko bird. Isn't that interesting? And interestingly enough, wacko bird, these Democratic pundits are now taking the playbook language that was used by Republican John McCain. When they, you know, when they called anybody who didn't want to intervene in every place, every time. Of course, you got McCain going, we should, you know, and I think also Sarah Palin was credited with saying we should have nuclear option to get Russia out of Crimea. I mean, you want to talk insanity, you know, equal opportunity offender. No big fans of that either. But on Morning Joe, they had a guy going, hey.
You know where the wacko bird thing first came from? We can't give this guy credit for using the term wacko bird. McCain, yeah. Back last year.
Yeah, it was John McCain.
Yeah, it was Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Justin Amash called them all wacko birds. This is a McCainism that right. We're hearing here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. And so we got that, but there's more to this. So let's go ahead and clip two when you get a moment, Tom. We want to hear more from Morning Joe on the marginalization of Rand Paul.
A guy who wants to cut 83% of funding from the Department of Education, who wants to abolish HUD, who wants to cut 40% from Homeland
and wants spending, to hold Hillary Clinton accountable for her husband's affair.
Wants to, just says he will never vote to raise the debt ceiling without a balanced budget amendment. I don't think so, Joe.
You want to cut 83% out of an unconstitutional Department of Education. I don't have a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that?
Does he not believe in educating kids? Doesn't he want to educate kids?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's the nonsense we're dealing with. It's managing the political reality by not addressing... Okay, the guy just addressed what he said. I'll say that. I forget who the guy was that was just talking moments ago. But the first thing, calling him a wacko bird, it doesn't sound like a wacko bird. What does that do? Is that political? That's discourse. These are the intelligentsia on the left. Now, we've got one more clip from Morning Joe I want to hear. Tom, what can we do to make sure nobody pays attention to Rand Paul's victory at CPAC? Go ahead.
I think that they had a lot of tired messages, and the only new message is one that you've been saying for 6 years, and that is that the party has to open up, you know, try and focus on winning, reframe its message to the point where they are open to different types of Republicans. But again, you know, like when you hear something like that, you realize that's what we've been saying around here. You've been leading the charge for years now, and they're sort of just beginning to say it now. Otherwise, everything they said made me snore.
What? She's snoring. Mika Brzezinski, snoring. You know what was interesting about that last thing? It wasn't so much an attack directly on Rand Paul, because there was a point where Mika got tired of the discussion of Rand and said, now let's talk about candidates that are, you know, legitimate or real or that might actually have a chance. As just dismissing
right. Let's
Rand
talk
Paul
about
like
Ted Cruz.
Paul.
Let's talk about right. Chris Christie, right? That's
anybody
what they wanted.
Yeah, Rand.
Right.
But Mika was tired of the message, yet she claimed that Morning Joe Scarborough was delivering this message for years already and championing it. And you can hear them setting Joe Scarborough up for a run for president. GE is going, all right, if we're going to go Republican this time because there may be a backlash on the Democrats because of Obama, let's set our guy up from GE to run. And I can hear this already taking place. You can see this. This is what they're thinking. They trial balloon all of this stuff. It's still early, but this is where they're going with this in managing political reality. They need to have control over the candidates, and their attacks on Rand Paul, say what you will about Rand, it means they are afraid. They are scared that he's making inroads. And in fact, he is opening up people to join the Republican Party. I'm not a Republican. I don't claim any affiliation to a But he is opening it up and reaching out, let's say, who believe in limited government in terms of the spying on the citizenry, which is typically a leftist position historically. Going back far enough, we go left and right. They've all been jumbled. But the point is they are managing the political reality for you. They're trying to set the stage. Can we get you one more time? Can we frighten you enough one more time after Obama to participate again in the demise of the United States? Which doesn't have the money to send $1 billion or loan guarantees to Ukraine at this point, but went ahead and did it anyway. because no one's talking about the Federal Reserve anymore. Well, Rand Paul is still. But they've kind of, Ron's not around, so let's pretend that doesn't exist. The fact that that is the ultimate downfall, economics. And that's where it is heading. So, a little economic, political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do foray into this from time to time. As I said, I'm covering it because I know that people are thinking about it on some level or another. I would like to say, withdraw your consent, bring it down to the state and local level, and let them off themselves up there in D.C. Let them, because they're going to eat their young over this. I mean, these people, just to call them scum-sucking pigs would be a compliment to scum-sucking pigs in many levels. Again, coming back to the politics of the bureaucratic oligarchy, whether it be related to the NIH, NIAID, whether it be related to Big Pharma and Big Vaccine. They're willing to sacrifice you and your children so that they can find them and carry on with this oligarchy that never disappears, no matter who you're, let's say, convinced to vote for in the next round of participation on the presidential electoral level. All right, let me know. We've got some quick hits coming up. We got Dr. Rasha Bittar joining us next hour. We'll do some vaccine discussion. Also, the link from root canals to cancer. This is a stunning story. We'll ask Dr. Bittar about that as well. 866-939-2355.
Part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healing map today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is advanced medicine, and that medicine, just like the medicine men of old, covers all aspects of life, not just physiological, emotional health, but mental, economic, political, even spiritual. And we've got Dr. Vitar scheduled next hour for some advanced medicine. I got to ask you, Super Don, we've been doing a lot of stories. Is there anything that you think is critical that we need to cover before we're joined by the good doctor and the author of the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away?
As a matter of fact...
Yes.
I think I've got Could some theme music for this. Let me get my chair. And now, live from the RSB News Desk, Ty Bollinger with sports, Liam Schaff with weather, Robert Scott Bell with your morning enema update, and I'm Super Dog. How you like that, huh? Does that work?
Wow. That's great. I'm in a newsy mood. Give me some news, Super Dog.
Actually, there are a few stories here. Let's just start from the top here. First one caught my eye. Mm-hmm. A team of U.S. researchers says it has discovered a new class of antibiotics to fight drug-resistant bacteria that threaten public health. The new class of antibiotics, oxidiazoles, was discovered by a computer screening promise in the treatment of methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in mouse models. I actually said all those words. Wow.
MRSA
has...
Nicely done.
Yeah, a global public health problem since the 1960s. And we've talked about this a lot because of its resistance to antibiotics. These findings were published, and get this, these findings were published in the Journal of American Chemical Society. Not the...
Yeah, that's appropriate.
The American Chemical Society. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is, but the question is, why do they persist in beating their head on another wall of antibiotics? I mean, isn't that how we got resistance in the first place? And do we not already know in the scientific... No, the scientific literature. I'm going to be logical here. In the scientific literature, we already know how to stop MRSA with natural botanicals and including especially the trace element mineral silver. No problem. Yeah. Well, killing our MRSA
right left and center. We've talked
about
this before. Antibiotics stop working. Let's find more antibiotics. Dumb. All right, moving on. Here's an interesting one. Did you know that there's a new prevention for cancer in women? They found out that women who give birth to 10 or more children may have a reduced risk of cancer. A new study from Finland suggests these researchers examined cancer in nearly cancer risk in nearly 5,000 Finnish women who gave birth to at least 10 kids before 2010. The rate of new cancer cases was 24% lower among women who delivered 10 or more babies compared to those in the general population. Despite the reduced risk of cancer, giving birth to five or more children does come with its own dangers, however, increasing the risk of pregnancy.
Wait a second. Superdon, this is about cancer. Well, let's not get into complications of pregnancy. Did you say 10 babies? Or is it an easy explanation? Yes. Yeah, so, 10 babies. If I'm cancer and I'm got to figure out who I'm going after, it ain't going to be a woman who's had 10 babies. She is way too tough. There's no cancer on earth that can beat a woman who's had 10 babies and is still kicking and ticking. So it's an easy explanation. Of course, we do concern ourselves with mineral depletion, but that's another story. But interesting, breast cancer reduced, uterine cancer reduced. Of course, the body is expelling. And remember this, too. This is not popular here, but the test to detect cancer by modern medicine is the same test that can detect whether you're pregnant or not. The HCG test, interestingly enough. So,
isn't that ironic?
Interesting. Very interesting story there. Yeah. Yeah. So is there anything else?
All right. And finally, last story. The U.S. Supreme Court declined yesterday to take up a legal dispute over whether school districts can ban bracelets worn by students bearing the slogan, "I Heart Boobies," to promote breast cancer awareness. Now, school officials in some districts are saying that the bracelets are disruptive and have caused disciplinary problems. The Eastern Area School District in Pennsylvania banned them as lewd, and two students there and the Civil Liberty sued over it.
Yeah. The I Heart Boobies message, I don't have any problem with that, because certainly the little babies that were born to moms at 10, they heart boobies too. But the problem is, in this case of breast cancer awareness, the I Heart Boobies means the surgeons that want to remove them. So in that sense, not happy about it, but I do understand the First Amendment
boobies
concept. And, of course, the teens and preteens want an excuse to wear something that says I Heart Boobies. I mean, what teen or preteen doesn't? But with that, we're going to take a break and be back with the doctor, Dr. Rasha Bittar, to crank it up with some Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal, we remind you each and every day, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.